So what a blessing to celebrate yesterday, the 250th anniversary of our independence here in the United States. As I look out today in our congregation, many of us are wearing red, white, or blue. It's very appropriate. I feel a little out of place wearing green today, but that's part of the liturgical colors of ordinary time. And we recognize that we have received many blessings from our country and its independence. Of course, the freedom of speech, the freedom of association, but most importantly, our freedom of worship, the freedom of religion, the ability to worship God without coercion or force, and without fear. We realize that throughout the world, there are many of our Christian and Catholic brothers and sisters who are persecuted because they wish to worship God as we do, but because of their country, where they live, very often they are persecuted, and they often are martyred for their faith. And so we recognize the great gift that we have received in being able to freely worship God with all our heart, mind, and soul. However, as Catholics, we realize that true independence is not something that we give to ourselves, and that true independence doesn't mean just the freedom to do whatever we wish. True freedom comes about when we give ourselves more fully to God, and when we are free from the bondage of sin. We realize that the real tyranny that we wish to avoid is the tyranny of sin that so oftentimes we fall into. And while it is good to, yes, be independent, to be free, to exercise our free will, we realize that we do have a holy dependency on God. We rely on Him first and foremost. We realize that Christ is our King. He is not a King that rules as a tyrant does, but He is a King who rules as a servant. And in our gospel today, our Lord Jesus, this King, reveals to us much about how He reigns. And He gives to His followers three commands. First of all, He gives praise to the Father. Why does He do this? He gives praise to His Father because the Father reveals Himself to those who are meek and humble of heart. Jesus, when He appeared, He didn't appear as a wise person to reveal Himself to those of high class and high status. No, we know that Jesus first ministered to those who were poor, those who truly depended on God's will. And so Jesus gives praise and thanks to His Father for those who are simple and depend completely on Him. Jesus then gives the command to come to Me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. This very fundamentally is a command to depend on Him. This command that He gives to us helps to counter our tendency that we have towards pride and self-sufficiency. The sin that Adam and Eve made in the garden, all the way back in Genesis, the sin that they committed was a sin of pride. To grasp for the fruit for eternal life without the help of God. And that essentially is what pride is. to grasp at what is not ours, just with our own strengths, thinking that we have everything that we need to fulfill ourselves. But God invites us to depend on Him. God invites us to learn from Him. Jesus invites us to go to Him with whatever is in our hearts, whatever joys, whatever sorrows. He wants to hear it. And He says to us, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." He is the divine teacher, and we are His students. Oftentimes, we try to switch those positions where we try to teach God, "God, this is what I want to do. This is what is going to happen." But in the end, that doesn't work. God is our teacher, and we are His students. He is not a pretentious teacher, but He is a humble teacher. As we read in our first reading from the prophet Zechariah, God is the one who comes to us meek and humble, riding on an ass. And we see this, of course, fulfilled on that day of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, when He rides into Jerusalem not upon a glorious steed, a glorious stallion, but upon a humble donkey. This is what our teacher does. He teaches us humility to counter our tendency towards pride. Like our Lord Jesus, we are called to give thanks to God for so many blessings that we have received. Of course, the gift of our life, the gift of those around us, our family, our loved ones, our own country that we live in. We give thanks for the great gift of faith and the salvation that Jesus has won for us. There are so many ways to grow in that virtue of gratitude. And in doing so, when we realize, when we grow in that gift of gratitude, we realize our complete dependency upon Him. And we learn from Him that we are meant to be meek and humble of heart. That doesn't mean we are meant to be doormats to be walked over. God gives us the grace and strength to follow Him, to be courageous, and follow Him in virtue. But He gives us the opportunity to love as He loves, to take His yoke upon our shoulders, because His yoke is easy and light. We ask our Heavenly Father that we too may give gratitude to God for the gifts that we have received, and that we may learn from Him to depend completely on Him.